Tess Teves, Monday the 21st of December, Rabbi David Sulzbacher, the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th of Teves.
Good morning. Today is a unique day in the Jewish calendar. It's actually a most strange day. Today, the Hebrew date is the 9th of Teves. Everybody knows Asarah B'Teves. But the 9th of Teves is actually a very, very strange day. I told Dudi I was going to be speaking on the sugya of 8th, 9th, 10th. He told me you've got to listen to last week's share from Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld. He touched on a bit of this, what we're going to be speaking about. It's a very strange, in halacha, we know we have our fast days, the regular fast days of the year. But in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Kuf Pei, it brings another set of days, it's from Megillas Tanis, which also, we don't do it. But as Ganki just spoke about, there are days which are tzoras, we need to know what those tzoras are, what's special about them. So in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Kuf Pei, it brings like this. B'shmoyne B'teves, yesterday, Nichteva HaTorah Yevonis, the Torah was written into Greek, B'mei Talma HaMelech, V'hoya Choshech Ba'olam Shloshes Yomim, and there was 3 days of darkness. That was yesterday. That's also one of the days of fasting. Later I will speak more about that. U'B'tisha B'oy, on the 9th of Teves today, Lo Noida Eze Hi HaTzorah, Shiraboy, we've got no idea what it was all about. So today is a Tanis from Megillas Tanis, and we've got no idea what the Tanis is all about. It's very difficult to understand. The Rambam, well known, writes in Hilchos Tanis that the whole purpose of Tanisim is in order la'oirir halavavos, that we should be aroused, liftoyach darkei tshuva, open up the ways of tshuva. And the Rambam says we should remember our bad deeds, our bad ways. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that the tshuva which we are supposed to do on those days which we fast is on specifically what caused that tzara to happen. But if we've got no idea what the tzara of the 9th of Teves is, what is b'chlal the purpose in having a tanis on such a day? A bigger kasha, which the Mishnah Berurah already mentions, comes to the Mogel Avraham, all the poskim. Tomorrow morning, Yemirat Hashem, on Asarah B'Teves, we'll open up the Slichas. And the Slichas is very clearly the reason for the Tanis on the 9th of Teves, is because that's the day that Ezra HaSeifer was Nifta. And that's written clearly in the Slichas. The Mishnah Berurah says we do know what the Tzara was all about. So how is it possible this Shulchan Aruch is B'Shem the Bahag, B'Shem Megillas Tanis. The Paitan, which we're going to say tomorrow, lived much later. How is it possible to understand that the Paitan knew that the 9th of Teves was because of Nisas Ezra, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Tor, the Bahag, the Megillas Sofrim, didn't know? How is that possible? Another question, if it is true that the commemoration of this Tanis is because of Misas Ezra, Hagufa, what exactly are we fasting for just because Ezra HaSeifer was Nifta? We don't have, generally speaking, a Tanis on the days where Tzadikim were Nifta. Moshe Rabbeinu, yes. And a few others, sorry. So Gedalia is not part of that Cheshva, it's a different reason. There are a few, but generally speaking, we don't find Tanisim on the days where Tzadikim were Nifta. What was special about Ezra HaSeifer that they would have been Mesakin Tanis? And why does Shulchan Aruch say we don't know the reason? So let's look again for a moment at the 8th and the 10th. So on the 8th of Teves, we said that the Tanis is because of the time of Talmai HaMelech, they translated the Torah into Yevonis. A whole miracle, 72 Chachomim all Ruach HaKodesh translated in exactly the same way. It's a tremendous ness that happened. Nevertheless, it's not commemorated as a miracle, it's commemorated as a Tarnis, because that's the day when the Torah got translated into Yevonis. What exactly is the tzara of that? Why would there have to be Mesakin Tarnis for that? Tomorrow, Asara Bateves, that we all know. Asara Bateves is the Tarnis, it's the first of the Churban Tarnisim. It's during the first Beis HaMikdash when they started the Tzorah, when they started the siege around Yerushalayim. Based on what we saw previously in the Rambam and Mishnah Berurah, we need to know exactly what our Teshuvah needs to be on Asara Bateves. What exactly was the cause of the beginning of the Churban, and what are we suffering? The question is even stronger, because we're commemorating Asara Bateves, which was the first Churban. Why aren't we commemorating the second Churban? Now, the second Churban, there wasn't a siege as such. I believe Rabbi Brief, who's speaking tomorrow, will speak more on the historical side of Asara Bateves. But there was a major difference in the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. But Lemaisa, we are commemorating the siege of Yerushalayim, which took place at the first Beis HaMikdash. Why are we commemorating that now? We had a second Beis HaMikdash after that siege. It was only after the second Golus. So what are we exactly commemorating on Asara Bateves? It's well known, Rabbi Wiesenfeld spoke about this, that there's a din meyuchad, a special halacha about Asara Bateves. Asara Bateves can and does fall on an Erev Shabbos quite often. For us, it's not the end of the world because it's in the middle of the winter. But in the southern hemisphere, it's a difficult day, an Erev Shabbos, and you're fasting, or you're going into Shabbos fasting. We don't find that with any other Tarnis that we fast on a Friday. The Bes Yosef brings even more than that, as was mentioned, that it's possible, although not according to our calendar, for Asara Bateves to even fall on Shabbos, and we would fast on Shabbos, which is Taka Pella. And this is based on the Pasuk, we'll explain it, how Reb Chaim would explain, which Avraham himself briefly says. All the Tarnisim, apart from Kippur, are based on Pasuk in Novi, which talks about Tzoymah, Sirius Tzoymah, Revi. It talks about the Tzoymah which takes place in the month of the year. In other words, when Chazal were Kiveh Ashevosah, the Tammuz, etc., the Ikkah was that it took place in the month of the Tzorah. The day is Lechatchila, but not Ma'akiv. It doesn't specifically have to be the day. So therefore, if it falls on a Friday, if it falls on a Shabbat, it gets pushed off as long as it's within the Chodesh. Whereas, when it comes to Asara Bateves, the Pasuk in Novi says, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. It's ma'akev that Asara Bateves has to fall. The Tarnis, it's not good enough falling on Teves. It's got to be on that actual day. The day of Asara Bateves is important. And Taka, we need to understand what is so special about that day. I saw an incredible geoinistic piece of Oysemeach, brings a raya from Shas, that Asara Bateves can fall on Shabbos. Because Be'emes, the Bes Yosef asks, we are not on the level to make droshas on Psukim, on Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZeh, to be kiveah, that the fast can actually fall on Shabbos? There's a raya from Shas, a geunishtik raya from Osemeach. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Memam and Beis says, Ba'be Rav, if a single individual, a Talmud Chochem, de Yosef B'tar Neso, who sits as a personal fast, B'male Shabta, on an Erev Shabbos, Mahu La'ashlume, should he complete the Tarnis and go into Shabbos fasting? So the Gemara asks, if an individual fasts on Erev Shabbos, should he break his fast before Shabbos comes in, so he doesn't enter Shabbos in a fast? That's the Shailah of the Gemara. Ask the Osemeach, why is the Gemara asking this Shailah? on an individual who fasts on Erev Shabbos should he complete the Tavis. We fast on Erev Shabbos. We fast on Asar B'Teves. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the Shaila? On Asar B'Teves, do Klal Yisrael, as a community, do we need to complete the Tavis? The Gemara should have asked that Shaila, not a theoretical if an individual would fast. Says the Sameach, because the Gemara, that Shaila was poshut. If Erev Shabbos is Asar B'Teves, you're mashlim the Tanis. Why? Because if on Shabbos itself you're going to fast, Kol Shekein on Friday you will complete the fast. That's the Raya of Oseh Sameach from Shas, that if Tisha B'Av were to fall, if Asar B'Teves were to fall on Shabbos, we would fast. That's why the Gemara didn't ask the Shaila, would we complete the fast on Friday? It's possible you'd complete the fast on Friday. The only shaila is an individual fast on Friday, because an individual can't fast on Shabbos. It's a goyinish raya of Osamer. So you've got the pasuk betzem ayim hazeh, you've got a raya from Shas, but that leads us back to our main question of a hagufa kasha. Why is it so important that we fast on the day of Asar B'Teves? You've got a raya from Gemara, you've got a pasuk, but what's the pasuk teaching us? What's so important on the date of Asar B'Teves? Tomorrow in the Slichas of Asar B'Teves, when you see, I'm not going to read it out now, but when you see the Paitan talking about the three Tanisim of the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, it's clear that the Paitan is putting them all together. As if there's some kesher, the 8th, which is when the Torah was written in Greek, the 9th, the death of Ezra Sefer, and the 10th of the beginning of the Churban. What exactly is the connection between all those three? In order to explain that, I would like to share with you a Peledika Pirush of the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer opens up this whole parasha to understand what exactly is the 8th and the 9th of Teves. So we saw from the Paitan and the Poskim that on the 8th of Teves was when the Torah was written into Greek. The 9th was the death of Ezra HaSefer. Now we asked, what exactly are we commemorating with the death of Ezra Sefer? What is it that made Ezra so special that it would kivea a tannis? And we still need to ask the question, why does Shulchan Aruch say we don't know what this tzorah is all about? The Chassam Sefer says an incredible pshat. First of all, who was Ezra Sefer? What was so special about him? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the most incredible statement by Ezra HaSefer. Ro'i hoyo shetinosein Torah al yedei Ezra. Ezra was so special that he was worthy that the Torah could be given through him. Novos. Lulei shekodlo Moshe Rabbeinu. Had it not been that Moshe Rabbeinu came first, but Elochanama had the Torah not yet been given, who would have been the person to receive the Torah and to hand it over to Klal Yisrael? That would have been Ezra HaSefer. So before we understand even fully what exactly the Tanis is all about, we see immediately, just like on Zion Ador, we fast for the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ezra HaSefer was so important that we're going to fast for his death because he was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, second to Moshe Rabbeinu only, that the Torah would have been given through him. And then concludes the Gemara. V'afapikein, even though the Torah had already been given, so it can't be given again, nidno ksav al yodoi. Ksav was given through Ezra HaSefer. Ezra HaSefer taught us ksav. What exactly does this mean? In other words, although the actual Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, it could have been given through Ezra, but Ezra did give us something, and it's that something which makes him so great, for which we are going to be kivea etanis. He gave us ksav. The pshat is like this, explains the Chassam Sefer, but as the Gemara, the Mefarshim of the Gemara explains, the Chassam Sefer elaborates. Originally, when the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, the Torah Shebichsav, it was written, Loshon HaKodesh, Iksav Ashur, in the Aleph base as we have it in our Sefer Torah. However, the ordinary Hamoyin Am did not see those special, unique letters. The ordinary people saw Ksav Libinoi, a different alphabet. And you can see in the Svarim of Masechta Sanhedrin, they show exactly what this Ksav is. They didn't have the Ksav Ashuri, which is written in the Torah. That was only in the Aron HaKodesh, and that was unique, and it was only looked at by the Nevi'im, by the Tzaddikim, but ordinary people did not have access to those letters. Ezra came along, and he taught us the Ksav, he taught the ordinary people the letters as we have today of the Aleph base. What was the necessity for it? What was special about it? Explains the Chassam Sefer. The letters of the Torah, the way how they're written, the tagging, the osius, how every letter is made up, as is well known, Rabbi Akiva would be able to derish every kutza, shel yud, every little part of the Aleph base, you could be derish. Those osius contain within them the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. In Torah Shebichsav, all Torah Shebaal Peh is hinted at in the way how the letters are written in Lashon HaKodesh. Originally, there was Torah Shebichsav, which was kept in the Aron HaKodesh. All Torah Shebaal Peh was taught to Klal Yisrael Torah Shebaal Peh. All the halachas, which we know, were taught only Baal Peh. They were not taught from any Sefer. The only people who looked at the Sefer Torah as we have it were the Nevi'im, and they looked at it when necessary. However, after the Churban, after Churban Bayis Rishon, when the Torah started to become forgotten, Shikha came down to the world, and people were forgetting the Torah Shebaal Peh. Ezra HaSofer had to start teaching people Torah Shebaal Peh in Ksav. He didn't do it as dramatic yet as a Rabbeinu HaKodesh did by writing the Mishnayos. He did one stage earlier. He showed and he taught people the osius, and he showed them in this os, this Torah Shebaal Peh is hinted at. He taught Klal Yisrael Torah Shebaal Peh through the osius of Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, in the Dor of Ezra, it was ki'ilu the Torah was given afresh. That's what it means. The Torah would have been able to be given through Ezra HaSofer, but it was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, Ezra HaSofer, in his day, it was a fresh guide to the Torah. He taught us the Ksav as we have it. Through that, we were able to learn the Torah Shebaal Peh. However, this chiddush of Ezra HaSofer, of teaching us the letters of the Torah and what they stand for in Torah Shebaal Peh, could only be when we have the Sefer Torah with the Lashon HaKodesh, with the Ksav of Lashon HaKodesh, of Lashon Ashur. However, once Talma HaMelech came along and forced Klal Yisrael to translate the Torah into Yevonis, we now started to have a completely new Bible. It was a translated Bible. That's all Klal Yisrael had. I'd like to read you out the Lashon of the Chassam Sefer, because if we know in the time which the Chassam Sefer was living, how much this bothered him. He writes like this, by translating the Torah into Yevonis, then Klal Yisrael no longer felt the need to understand any depth of the Torah. Because, open up a Chumash, any Pasuk which you see has so many different explanations, so many different understandings. How are we supposed to bring out any halachas when we don't fully understand the psukim? We need our Chachomim to explain the Torah to us. But when you open up a translation, when you look at an English translation, then it's clear what's written. There's only one translation. There's only one meaning of the verse. Says the Chassam Sefer, Me'oz heichel ha'apikorsus le'isnoitzit. After they started to translate the Torah, apikorsus started. Why? Lo'ovu shuv shmoya l'kel divrei Chazal. They no wanted to, they no longer felt a need to listen to Chazal. That's still the apikorsus, says the Chassam Sefer, which we're suffering from. When you've got the Torah HaKdoshah, when you've got the holy letters of the Torah, then you need the Chachamim to explain it all to you. But when you've got the plain, simple, superficial translation, people think they know what's written in the Bible. It's there, it's a verse. We don't need the Chachamim anymore. And that's when apikorsus started. Apikorsus started with the translation of Torah into Yevonis. Says the Chassam Sefer, Ulisvara muzuyefes shel oisim hakofrim. Based on those apikorsim's mistaken understanding, einti eles b'masa Ezra. Who cares what Ezra did? Ezra HaSefer taught us the Torah because we didn't understand, we didn't remember all the Torah Shavar Peh. He opened the Torah for us by teaching us the letters, by teaching us all the hidden secrets in the letters of the Torah. But once the Torah was written into Yevonis, there was no longer any need. Who cares what Ezra HaSefer did? There was no reason for it. Says the Chassam Sefer, that's what Shulchan Aruch means. And he says, that's what Shulchan Aruch, in the beautiful language it says, on the 9th of Teves, we no longer know, understand what the Tzara was all about. Meaning, we don't understand what the Tzara of yesterday was. Yesterday was the commemoration of Misas Ezra. Ezra was the one who taught us all the hidden things within the Torah. But once the Torah was translated into Yevonis, nowadays it's Tzara. So what was the big Tzara of yesterday? So the Tzara of writing and translating the Torah into Yevonis changed yesterday. We no longer have any reason to mourn Ezra HaSefer. What did he do? We've got the Bible here. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. It's got Einish Ligabshat in what the Shulchan Aruch means. Nowadays it's Tzara. It's no longer a read. What do we care about the business of Ezra? Matzisyo Shrita, we quote this Chassam Sefer, and he says it could be originally they commemorated the 8th of Teves for Mises Ezra. After the Megillah, after the Torah was translated to Yevonis, so the whole Tzura of the day changed. The Tzura now becomes, it's the day when Shikchas HaTorah started. On the 9th of Teves, that's the day when Torah started to become forgotten. It's not just that they forgot what Ezra. The whole Shikchas HaTorah started with the translation of Torah to Yevonis, and that's when apikorsus started. What was Asara B'Teves? The Gemara in Chagiga says, we don't have time to quote the whole Gemara, the Gemara says the biggest thing of Churban HaBayis is Bittul Torah. Kiven Shegolu Yisrael, with Golos, Ein Lecha Bittul Torah G'dayla Mizos. It's Gemara in Chagiga. The Rambam is well known that why do the Chachomim and the Nevi'im, why aren't they Nis'avu? Not that we should be commanding the world, that we'll be able to have the Beis HaMikdash, we will be able to learn Torah in tranquility, we will have the Torah. Churban, Golus, is the beginning of Shikchas HaTorah. Now we understand the Shaychus between the three Tanisim. The Golus, the beginning of Shikchas HaTorah, started on Asara B'Teves of the first Beis HaMikdash. That was the beginning of the Tzora, that Shikchas HaTorah started. But Ezra's Sefer came back along, so it's not so bad. Because Ezra's Sefer brought Torah back to us. Yeah, but that only lasted until the translation of the Torah to Yevonis, and then we got plunged once again into Choshech. And Chazal say Choshech is Yavon, because the Choshech is when Torah got plunged into darkness. The world was in darkness for 3 days. Why? Because we lost the beauty of Torah. We lost the Torah Shebaal Peh. We lost the beauty of what's written in every letter of the Torah. Perhaps we can be mechadosh, and it's a big chiddush, that this is the reason why Asara Bateves has to fall, the Tanis, on Asara Bateves. It's not good enough just falling in Teves. Because Asara Bateves is the third day. You've got the 8th of Teves, the 9th of Teves, and the 10th of Teves. All 3 days come together. Now it is true that when the Novi first wrote Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZeh, that was long before any of the other tzoras, but through Nevuah, it was Nikva, that Asara Bateves has to come together, because the Churban, the Shikhas HaTorah, the Misas Ezra, the translation of the Torah to Yevonis, that's all one unit. Therefore, it has to fall on Dafka, the 10th of Teves, following the 8th and the 9th. There's a Remez Niflo, that the Shikhas HaTorah is the Golus, or Golus causes Shikhas HaTorah from this week's Sedra. Peledik of this week's Sedra. The Torah starts off by Yechi Yaakov, and everybody knows Rashi. Rashi asks the question, Lomo Pasha Zu Stuma. There's no break from the end of the last Pasha. And the obvious Kasha is, who says it is a new Pasha? Maybe it's a continuation. The Gurari, the Maral asked this question on Rashi. Maybe to continue, who tells us it's a new Pasha? You know who taught it to us? Ezra Sefer. Ezra Sefer taught us that there is a new Pasha starting by Yechi Yaakov. So therefore, Rashi's got a Kasha. If it's a new Pasha, why is it Stuma? What's the answer of Rashi? That with the death of Yaakov Avinu, the Loshon of Rashi is, Nistamu Einayim V'Libom Shel Yisroel Mitzoras HaShibud. Began the Nistamu, the closing of the eyes and the hearts of Klal Yisroel, the Tzoras HaShibud started. What exactly is Nistamu Einayim? Says Yeruchim. He said, we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, it says, Lo uchal oid lotzis velovoid. I'm no longer able to go in and go out. And the Gemara and Sota says, what do you mean? He was as fresh as a daisy. Moshe Rabbeinu had full koichas. What does it mean? He wasn't able to go in and out. So the Gemara says, Bedivrei Torah. Now listen to the words of the Gemara. Says the Gemara and Sota, when Moshe Rabbeinu said he couldn't go in and out, She nistamu mimenu mesiras ma'aynes hachochma. There was a blockage in the depth of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu realized my time is coming to an end because there's a blockage, nistamu, there's a blockage in Ma'aynes HaChochma. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, now with the death of Yaakov Avinu started Golus. When Golus starts, there's the beginning of nistamu einayim. There's a blockage in the clarity of Torah. As the Gemara says, with Churban HaBayis comes Ein lecha bittel Torah godol mizeh. So if we want to know what exactly we are commemorating tomorrow on Asara Bateves, what the tshuva has to be, we've seen the whole thing is, Golus brings about Shikhas HaTorah. When nistamu, when there's a certain blockage because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what in Yetzer Shem we're being mispanel. When we say, Yerotzin sheyebonei Beis HaMikdash, we're asking for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. So once again, the Torah will be opened up. We'll no longer be Nistamu Einayim Shel Yisrael.